check out our new NBA show, Beyond the Arc, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where you can find me, John Gonzalez, NBA insider Bill Reiter, and Ashley Nicole Moss 5 days a week talking all things NBA. Whether you're looking for insightful discussions, upbeat commentary, breaking news, interviews, or coverage of all the biggest stories in the NBA, our new show is the place to be 5 days a week. Download and follow Beyond the Arc on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Jump into the epic world of Avatar: The Last Airbender
with Nickelodeon's official companion podcast, Avatar: Brave and the Elements.
Hosted by me, Janet Varney.
And me, Dante Bosco. Listen to Avatar: Brave and the Elements
wherever you get your podcasts.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome. Welcome in here, out there, all around the world to The Late Show. I am your host, Stephen Colbert, and... I'm coming to you from the dank, grooved-out wonder planet known as Chillaxia, because today is 420, so spark it up, my bong bros. Or, more accurately, continue taking that 5-milligram gummy right before you sleep. Just keep you out. As always, The Late Show's 420 coverage is brought to you by Taco Bell. Taco Bill, when you're here, you're high. Taco Bill. There you go. Taco Bill. Of course, all the Wagon cats in my audience are hep to the Dubage, because these people just spent an hour in Times Square outside a dragon-themed quasi-legal pot dispensary. It's true. Again, baby. So they are feeling good or increasingly anxious. One recent study about the effects of THC says that weed probably does not make you more creative. Really? Not creative? Tell that to the freshman who's home for break and forgot their bowl. He's going to find a way to make a bong out of a grandfather clock. Speaking of lighting up and burning down, today Elon Musk's SpaceX launched the Starship Super Heavy booster rocket. Just shows what scientists can achieve when they put their minds together to achieve a common goal, compensating for Elon Musk's penis. So, let's take work. So let's take a look at this. Let me emphasize unmanned launch. There it is, all systems nominal. It's cleared the launch pad. Okay, time for the booster to separate and, Houston, we have a metaphor for Twitter. But you know, I love it. It did make my heart thump, though. I wanted it to go. Oh, there's news about MyPillow CEO Mike Lindell. Seen here getting a swift kick in the dust ruffle. A couple years back, you may remember, Lindell tried to prove his kooky 2020 election theft conspiracies at some symposium, claiming he had data showing Chinese interference and saying he would pay $5 million to anyone who could prove the material was not from the 2020 election, all in an official contest called Prove Mike Wrong. It was the easiest MAGA contest since Prove Rudy Drippy and Prove Eric Sad Inside. Well, no surprise, one of the conference attendees proved Mike wrong, and now Lindell has been ordered to pay $5 million. Poor Mike Lindell, between this and the billion-dollar Dominion lawsuit, how's gonna come up with that kind of cash? Look. I have been forced to sell my most precious MyPillow of all, MyPillow. Last night was our final embrace. She absorbed my tears with grace and sensuality, as well as my drool and a little bit of mustache funk. Goodbye, my darling. Mike's going back to what he used to sleep on, a garbage bag full of day-old hot dog buns. Not bad luck. Group Captain Lionel Mandrake. I like it. The man who proved Mike wrong is a computer forensics expert who examined Lindell's data and found that it contained no election fraud proof at all. Specifically, his lawyer said the data contained no recognizable data in any known data format. That's not easy, to have your data contain no data. It's also a bit of a red flag. It's like if Arby's slogan was, "Arby's, we have the meats with no recognizable meat in any known meat format." In less important legal news, the Supreme Court, previously on our justice system, you'll recall a Texas judge banned the abortion drug mifepristone. An appeals court in Louisiana struck down that ruling but said that some FDA approvals should be halted, including permissions to send the pills by mail. I mean, it's 2023. Everybody gets their medication through the mail. Only reason to go to CVS is to shoplift. In the seasonal aisle. The case was appealed by the Biden administration to the Supreme Court, and the Supremes are supposed to have decided it by now. But yesterday, Sam Alito announced that the Supreme Court was delaying its decision until Friday. Well, they had to. Clarence Thomas was taken to vacay on Harlan Crow's yacht, the SS Not a Bribe. Hey. It's not a bribe. It says right there. How could it be a bribe? Legally, it can't be a bribe. It says not a bribe. Alito promises the court will release their decision by Friday at 11:59 p.m., and that is exactly the time you release decisions you know are going to be super popular. I'm going to stay up late and watch it on Ryan Seacrest, Handmaid's Rockin' Eve. Whatever. Mm-hmm. We miss you, Dick Clark. Whatever the court decides, these extremely unpopular positions are not helping Republicans like Florida governor and chimp trying to figure out the Wordle, Ron DeSantis. Banana? No B, no N, no A. Banana? DeSantis is not only losing support, he's getting publicly humiliated at it. This week, he went up to Capitol Hill to try to get the Republican lawmakers to endorse him up there. The DeSantis charm worked its magic right away. As you can tell by this tweet from Texas Representative Lance Gooden, "Today, after careful consideration and a positive meeting with Governor DeSantis, I have decided to endorse the former president for 2024. Oh, damn! Ron, are you a history book in Florida? Because you just got burned. Oh. Thank you. DeSantis continues to maintain his campaign promise to be 100% unlikable because at his request, yesterday, Florida expanded their don't say gay policy through 12th grade. This expansion of intolerance bans lessons on sexual orientation and gender identity unless required by existing state standards or as part of reproductive health instruction. That means the only place students can discuss these topics would be sex ed. All right, kids. Now, a lot of you got a lot of questions like, what is sex, and why do I have this banana in front of me, and are bananas part of sex? Is fruit salad an orgy? Well, don't you worry. All of these questions will be answered by me, your angriest gym teacher. Banana? DeSantis is also ramping up his fight with the folks at Disney. A few months ago, he appointed a special board to take over the governance of the land that Disney World sits on, and Disney said, "Hold my $18 souvenir cup," and staged a coup that took all the power away from the board. Well, now DeSantis is threatening to build a state prison there or something about affordable housing. It's kind of vague. But there's another option for the Magic Kingdom in all of this. They can leave Florida. And that idea is getting a boost because a North Carolina lawmaker has filed a bill to lure Disney World to North Carolina called the Mickey's Freedom Restoration Act. I love it. I love how stupid everything is. Which, coincidentally, is the title of the most boring Disney movie ever, right after Steamboat Willie familiarizes himself with maritime law. If passed, this North Carolina bill would grant $750,000 to explore the possibility of luring Disney across state lines. I could lure Disney World to New York for a fraction of that. Disney, meet me at the Magic Camden. Okay, hear me out, Disney. New York is the perfect place for the Magic Kingdom, okay? The subway is basically a urine-soaked Space Mountain. So, technically, it's also Splash Mountain. We got tons of tourists, our food's already overpriced, and I'm pretty sure the rodents here have learned to walk upright and sign autographs. Okay? Think about it. We got a great show for you tonight.
Coming up, Rachel Weiss.
Check out our new NBA show, Beyond the Arc, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where you can find me, John Gonzalez, NBA insider Bill Reiter, and Ashley Nicole Moss, 5 days a week talking all things NBA. Whether you're looking for insightful discussions, upbeat commentary, breaking news, interviews, or coverage of all the biggest stories in the NBA, our new show is the place to be 5 days a week. Download and follow Beyond the Arc on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
My first guest this evening, I am happy to say, for me and you, is an Academy Award-winning actress you know from The Constant Gardener, The Favorite, and Marvel's Black Widow. She now stars in the new limited series Dead Ringers. Please welcome back to The Late Show, Rachel Weiss. Lovely to have you on. How you been?
I've been okay. What about you?
Beautiful. Spring is treating me very well.
It's treating you well.
Spring has sprung for me.
I'm very excited.
Yeah. You are, as everyone knows, you're a movie star, Oscar winner. You're married to Daniel Craig. But here's the thing. You know, you guys are a pretty glittery couple, but you have managed to live a pretty non-celebrity, normal, like, you know, down-home life. Let's end that right now.
Okay.
And what are you guys doing at home these days?
Well, what's the biggest news from home?
Just for fun.
Daniel and our daughter have been watching Star Wars.
How old is your daughter now?
She's nearly five.
That's pretty young for Star Wars.
Well, that's what I thought. And they started to get, it was like a father-daughter kind of bonding experience. And they started on the original one. Is it Return of the Jedi, Empire Strikes?
No, it's Star Wars.
Yeah.
It starts with Star Wars.
Seriously?
The first one's called Star Wars.
Oh.
That's why they're called Star Wars movies.
Oh, I didn't know that. Are you a fan?
Am I a fan?
Yeah.
I've been alive for the last 40 years. But wait a second.
Yeah.
How did you not know that it was called Star Wars? Have you not seen Star Wars? We'll get to that in a minute. Let's get to that in a minute.
I think as a kid I probably did. I'm not like deep into it, but my daughter and her dad, Daniel, got obsessed. Like she was kept saying, Google this. Like, what does Darth Vader look like under his mask? Like this.
Oh, she wants to jump the gun and get to the last episode.
She wants to know everything, and she's obsessed with the mythology and like these characters are so real for her. I said to her dad, I was like, I think this is too much for her. It's too
intense
and all that kind of stuff. And so he decided to tell her that Star Wars is broken. So we were in London when this happened. Yeah, so she said to him, you know, Dad said Star Wars is broken, so they can't watch it anymore. And then we just got to New York, and she was like, is Star Wars broken in New York too? And so I said,
She's smart. It's broken.
Yeah,
she's playing the angles there.
She is.
Was he hoping to get her all the way through The Force Awakens so he could point at that one stormtrooper in the interrogation and say, that's me. That's me behind there.
He actually did show her that scene.
Wow.
Yeah, he did. Yeah. That was obviously a much more recent Star Wars.
How many of she's watched now, do you know?
I think the first three. Yeah, three. Sorry.
How many have there been? How many Star Wars movies have
this
there been, Rachel Weisz?
This is like a parlor game sport now. Yeah. 12? Nope.
This is the part of the movie where we find out you're the alien.
Okay. Oh, it's like Mork and Mindy.
What? Yes, I've.
Do you know
Star
what I mean?
Wars like, is very Mork, much yes. like Mork and Mindy.
No,
yes,
I mean...
exactly. You're Mork and I'm Mindy in this one, though.
Yes, yes. I mean, in my lack of knowledge of earthly things.
Exactly. Yeah. Just real quick, and we'll move on, because it's not that important, but it's the most important question I've ever asked you. To see whether you know the first Star Wars movie at all, if I said the phrase, that's no moon, would you know what that was referring to?
I would not.
What is the thing they're trying to destroy in the movie? Don't tell her.
Darth Vader?
What is the thing they use in order... That's a spiritual thing they use.
The Force.
Thank you.
The Force.
Yeah. Thank you very much. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Congratulations. There you go. There you go. On to the next round.
Okay. Okay.
But now you're starring in and producing this a new limited series called Dead Ringers.
Yeah.
Which is... it's a reimagining of the 1988 David Cronenberg film.
Yes.
And... that was starring Jeremy Irons. Have you seen the original?
Yes.
It's extraordinary.
Yes, it's a masterpiece, iconic incredible. And so it's not a film, it's television, because it's too iconic to remake as a film.
Right, no, you've reimagined it in a new way with new lead characters who are both you.
Yes.
Because, spoiler alert, people out there, their twins are the leads in this, and you play both of them.
Identical twins.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Which, for those of us who are fans of Rachel Weisz, is fantastic. Because it's twice the vice. This is twice as nice. Now, for those of people who did not see the movie and can still sleep at night, tell the people what Dead Ringers is about.
It's about excuse me, two identical twins who are OBGYNs who live in they're English. They live in Manhattan. Do you want to know the movie or the TV show?
I want you to tell them what your show is about.
Okay. All right. So.
You know what? You say anything you want.
Anything at all? Okay.
Yes. It's your.
In French?
Yes. Or... En français?
En français, en français.
Absolument.
Absolument. Yes. No. So it's about two identical twins who are OBGYNs. They're English. They live in Manhattan. And they're at the top of their game professionally. They're brilliant. They're the doctors that everyone wants to see to deliver babies, for fertility,
like
the
doctor
whole thing.
Celebrities.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. They're fabulous doctor celebrities. And but their private lives are massively dysfunctional. They're codependent in a really twisted, dysfunctional way. Mm-hmm. Beverly is the kind of shy, introverted, careful one who wants to raise money for a birthing center. She's got these very noble dreams of changing the world for women. And then Elliot, her sister, is kind of wild, does a lot of drugs, kind of eats. She's hungry. She has an appetite. She's hungry for food, sex, men, everything. And she's not really interested in delivering babies. She likes science, and she wants private funding in a private lab so she can do things that are essentially not regulated by the FDA. So she's doing some crazy science.
We have to take a break, but we'll be right back with more Rachel Weisz, everybody. Stick around.
Rise and shine, football fans. Start your day the right way with Morning Footy, a podcast that covers every aspect of the global game, headlines, match previews, analysis, interviews, culture, fashion, and plenty of banter. Join as we track the thrills and spills of Europe's biggest title races, the business end of the Champions League season, a summer packed with international competitions, MLS, NWSL, and much more. Subscribe to Morning Footy.
Rachel Weisz, the star of the new limited series, Dead Ringers. Have you ever played twins before?
I haven't.
Okay. Is that difficult? Because I got to imagine these characters express themselves in very different ways, and do you ever get them mixed up?
No, because they're just Alice Birch, who wrote the scripts, she's brilliant. She just wrote on the page two radically different characters who are psychologically different in every way. And, I mean, it would be like in Streetcar Named Desire, it would be like saying, when I did play Blanche, did I get confused between Blanche and Stella, her sister? Mm-hmm. No, because they're just completely different.
How do you do the scenes with yourself? Would you like shoot a day as Beverly and a day as Elliot, or
no? So if we were doing this scene now,
yes,
we'd just finish. I'd been Elliot, then I'd run to back there, change into Beverly, and sit over there.
And did someone play the other person?
Yes, okay. Yes. I had a acting partner called Kitty Hawthorne, who'd just come out of drama school in England, brilliant actress. Yeah.
Would you? Some people have fantasies when they're younger that they have an identical twin, mm-hmm. so they can get away with shenanigans and other stuff like that. Would you want an identical twin?
I mean, I think when you were a kid, it would have been fun. Like if you were bad at maths or you didn't want to take the history exam, you could just send your sister, you know, swap out. I mean,
right.
The twins in the show, Dead Ringers, they've been doing that since they were children. Now they're grown-ups. They do, like, Beverly's shy, so Elliot procures lovers for her. So Elliot goes and gets a lover for her.
Wow.
And then they swap out. So they've been deceiving people a lot. Not just at history class, it's kids. It's got pretty intense as grown-ups.
Wow.
Yeah.
We have a clip here. What are we about to see?
We're about to see the twins, Elliot and Beverly, going upstate New York to meet some billionaires. It's in episode two, and they want $50 million for this birthing center and lab. And this family that they're going to see, Sackler-like family.
Sure.
And it's very kind of like very Succession-type episode because it's monstrously rich people who have no moral fiber or backbone, but have the most delicious dialogue, and you can't take your eyes off them. So they're going upstate. Beverly's being a nerd and trying to study, and Elliot's like going, "What are you doing, you nerd?" That's basically the clip.
Jim.
What is this?
Hello?
Elliot.
Hello?
Billy, what are you doing? Trying to get us the money, Elliot. These are pie charts and bar graphs. Or did you make these yourself?
Hello? Mantles? Feel like I'm losing
you. How exactly are you planning on using this, you nerd?
Mantles?
Elliot, stop it. Oh, my God. You're still just that 14-year-old wanking into her algebra homework. That didn't happen. Basically, it did, but it didn't. It could have. Elliot!
Everybody knows you're an incredibly gifted actress, and I said Oscar winner, and I think your performance in The Constant Gardener is one of the greatest things I've ever seen.
Oh, well, thank you.
But you're so funny. You're a really funny actress, too. Besides, like, people knew you from the Mummy movies, but also the Favorite recently. This is funny. Do you have a comic actor or someone who's a model for you, someone that you really admire, or a favorite comedian?
Well, someone I would say I'm not very like, but who I admire very much is Will Ferrell.
Sure, no, I would not.
Have you heard
I would
of him?
Not, I would not. I would not mix you up.
I would say we've got very different
styles,
skill sets. Yeah,
yes,
but exactly. I love old school. The film Frank the Tank.
Oh, Frank the Tank. Sure, exactly.
Yeah, I mean, when he's running naked down the street and his wife...
Yes.
It's just one of the more
There's
funny...
no greater compliment you can give a man than saying, the funniest thing I've ever seen is you naked. Well, Rachel, lovely to see you again.
Oh, it's lovely to see
so
you.
So nice. Dead Ringers premieres tomorrow on Prime Video. It's Rachel Weisz, everybody. Thank you for listening to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert. Just one more thing. If you want to see more of me, come to The Late Show YouTube channel for more clips and exclusives.
Check out our new NBA show, Beyond the Arc, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where you can find me, John Gonzalez, NBA insider Bill Reiter, and Ashley Nicole Moss 5 days a week talking all things NBA. Whether you're looking for insightful discussions, upbeat commentary, breaking news, interviews, or coverage of all the biggest stories in the NBA, our new show is the place to be 5 days a week. Download and follow Beyond the Arc on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
The Hargan women seemed to have it all.
We were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But detectives would soon discover
Inside the house, there were the bodies of two women.
A story of betrayal you would struggle to believe if it wasn't true.
I am just praying to God, this is a sick joke.
From 48 Hours, this is Blood is Thicker, the Hargan Family Killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, the Hargan Family Killings, early and ad-free on Wondery Plus.